It was not what went on while Robert Arctor sat before a holoscanner that mattered so much, he considered. It was what took place, at least for him. For whom? For Fred. While Bob Arctor was elsewhere or asleep, and others were within scanning range. So I should split, he thought, as I planned it out, leaving these guys and sending other people I know over here. I should make my house super accessible from now on. And then a dreadful, ugly thought rose inside him. Suppose when I play the tapes back, I see Donna when she's in here, opening a window with a spoon or a knife blade, and slipping in and destroying my possessions and stealing. Another Donna, the chick as she really is, or anyhow, as she is when I can't see her. The philosophical when a tree falls in the forest number. What is Donna like when no one is around to watch her? Does, he wondered, the gentle, lovely, shrewd, and very kind, super kind girl transform herself instantly into something sly? Will I see a change which will blow my mind? Donna, or Luckman, anyone I care about. Like your pet cat or dog when you're out of the house. The cat empties a pillowcase and starts stuffing your valuables in it. Electric clock and bedside radio, shaver, all it can stuff in before you get back. Another cat entirely while you're gone, ripping you off and pawning it all, or lighting up your joints, or walking on the ceiling, or phoning people long distance. God knows. A nightmare. A weird other world beyond the mirror. A terror city reverse thing with unrecognizable entities creeping about. Donna crawling on all fours, eating from the animals' dishes. Any kind of psychedelic wild trip unfathomable and horrid. Hell, he thought. For that matter, maybe Bob Arctor rises up in the night from deep sleep and does trips like that. Has sexual relations with the wall. Or mysterious freaks show up who he's never seen before. A whole bunch of them with special heads that swivel all the way around, like owls. And the audio scanners will pick up the far-out, demented conspiracies hatched out by him and them to blow up the men's room at the Standard Station by filling the toilet with plastic explosives for God knows what brain-charred purpose. Maybe this sort of stuff goes on every night while he just imagines he's asleep and is gone by day. Bob Arctor, he speculated, may learn more new information about himself than he is ready for. More than he will about Donna and her little leather jacket and Luckman and his fancy duds and even Barris. Maybe when nobody's around, Jim Barris merely goes to sleep and sleeps until they reappear. But he doubted it. More likely, Barris whipped out a hidden transmitter from the mess and chaos of his room, which, like all the other rooms in the house, had now for the first time come under 24-hour scanning and sent a cryptic signal to the other bunch of cryptic motherfuckers with whom he currently conspired for whatever people like him or them conspired for. Another branch, Bob Arctor reflected, of the authorities. On the other hand, Hank and those guys downtown would not be too happy if Bob Arctor left his house, now that the monitors had been expensively and elaborately installed and was never seen again, never showed up on any of the tape. He could not, therefore, take off in order to fulfill his personal surveillance plans at the expense of theirs. After all, it was their money. In the script being filmed, he would at all times have to be the star actor. Actor. Arctor, he thought. Bob the actor who is being hunted. He who is the El Primo Huntee. They say you never recognize your own voice when you first hear it played back on tape. And when you see yourself on videotape or like this, in a 3D hologram, you don't recognize yourself visually either. You imagined you were a tall, fat man with black hair, and instead you're a tiny, thin woman with no hair at all. Is that it? I'm sure I'll recognize Bob Arctor, he thought, if by nothing else than by the clothes he wears or by a process of elimination. What isn't Barris or Luckman and lives here must be Bob Arctor. Unless it's one of the dogs or cats. Well, I'll try to keep my professional eye trained on something which walks upright.